prayer, Mahabharata. What about this mythology issue? Now, all these things happening there, you know, the Pandavas and the war and the whole story. Is it an historical account? Did it actually happen here on Earth 5,000 years ago or whatever it is said? Or is it just a story? Oof. That's a hot topic for the religionists. No, but seriously, I once heard, I don't remember from where, from whom, but the Mahabharata is called the great story of mankind or epic of mankind. And when I'm looking at now this series, Mahabharata again, it's as if almost every scene contains some archetypal topics about us humans and how this decision leads to that and how not to do that but this instead. And I mean, it's just so filled with wisdom, knowledge, guidance for us humans here and now, you and me. And that's how you write stories. Now, what is the importance of this story, the main primary importance of the Mahabharata and stories like that? Is it to give an accurate account, historical, of what happened to some people in Bharatvarsha back in India thousands of years ago? And this and that town, this and that place, from this and that dynasty. Is Mahabharata chronicle? Well, if you take it that way, then it may more be about the stories of the personalities and, you know, this, we should be like that person and not like that. Of course, we take it anyway the same way that mythology does. In other words, knowledge given in the form of stories. So the one who says that there's no allegory here in the Mahabharata, I mean, it's just filled with it. If you don't accept that, then you don't see, maybe, all the little messages and subtle wisdoms given here and there. Because you just see a story about certain people that maybe were existing or maybe not. And since you can't verify if they existed or not, religionists tend to go around with hidden doubts that they try to fend off or pretend they don't exist. How do I know it's all truth? How in the world could Krishna lift the mountain?